Worry not, I have not yet begun to fight. It reminds me of a story that was told to me. There were some foreigners somewhere up north, and there was a great snow and rain and all kinds of mayhem, and the bridge fell down. And so this other foreigner, an old man, and of course, you know that people are always making fun of old people. Of course, I wouldn't know that. I'm only 29. I'm injured today, but I'm not yet old. So the old man, being more considerate of others, he put a big sign there on the road, "The end is near." And of course, he was talking about the bridge. So people thought he was crazy. So they went, and the end was near. They went right down into the river, and goodbye. Well, the end is near, but not yet. Anyway, I had somehow or other, for some reason or other, well, we know there's a black mass going on next week. But we're also having the Achias next week, where we are going to gather together and honor the Most Holy Mother of God. Blessed is the womb that bore thee and the breast that nursed thee. What magnificent words. I could not continue to read or sing. Oh, my heart is just totally touched by that. What a wonderful gift we have in our Blessed Mother. And we do not honor her enough. None of us do. Not even I, who am very much her chosen child from the day I was born. You know, when I was born, I wasn't supposed to be. I was supposed to die. And many times in my mother's pregnancy, about 5 years ago, the doctor said, "You need to get rid of it." You know, they always say "it." They never say "him" or "her" or whatever. "It." They think babies in the womb are a glob of flesh and blood. Oh, they are so stupid. God will get them if they don't convert. We need to pray for them. And so anyway, I was taken out by cesarean section, which is not an easy thing. I understand. I've never had one. But anyway, the doctors were talking there, and my uncle, who was my godfather and a doctor, was in the operating room, and they began to talk, "We need to tie her tubes. She cannot have any children," blah, 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 blah. That same old story that I'm sure some of you ladies have heard. Don't believe it. And my mother was under anesthesia, and she came out of the anesthesia, and she said to them, "I am a Catholic. Do not touch me." And my uncle said, "You heard her." So they shut her down, whatever it is that you say. And there were two others, but unfortunately they did not make it. But they went, hopefully, to limbo, if not to heaven. And I don't care if some people don't believe in limbo. I do. Anyway, the readings today are very, very beautiful, especially the gospel. But the epistle of St. Paul to the Ephesians, and of course St. Paul is, as the people of the New Testament knew, a troublemaker. Saul of Tarsus, who became Paul by the prayers of the Catholics. You know, Archbishop Shing would say, the early Christians prayed for Saul to die. Doesn't that remind us of something? But anyway, God took Saul away and gave them Paul, after St. Peter, the greatest apostle. And we always celebrate him. And have you noticed, anytime there's a feast of St. Peter, St. Paul has a collect of his own, in the same way, the other way around. And so, St. Paul reminds us that we must be imitators of God. And of course, we can't read the whole epistle again, which hopefully you have. But he is very clear, because some of you are guilty of this, and you know who you are, and maybe I know who you are. I will never say that we have to cut off my tongue first. Fornication and all uncleanness, covetousness as jealousy. Let not so much as be named among you as becometh saints, that is, followers of Christ. Nor obscenity, nor foolish talk, nor scurrility, which is to no purpose. But rather giving of thanks, Eucharistoi, Eucharist, that we are doing here. I'm doing it here for you and in your name, the Eucharist. For know ye this and understand. And you know, nowadays there are these bishops and priests and maybe others, I won't mention any names. They want to make everybody feel good. Don't worry about it, my son, my daughter. You'll be all right. You can do anything you want to. He says, no fornicator, nor unclean, nor covetous person, which is serving of idols. And idols are demons. You know, there's a lot of demons in the liturgy today, and there's a lot of demons in our country and in our world today. Have any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. That is what we're here for, to have our inheritance for which we were created. That is where you and I were baptized. I was baptized the same day I was born. Yesterday we had a wonderful occasion when we baptized our newest parishioner, little Constance Aurelia. A wonderful, wonderful occasion. And of course, those of you who are expecting children, as soon as they're born, we need to get them baptized. And that is why we're there, so that we have inheritance. And what inheritance? Is it $1 million? Is it a Tesla? And I think I'm going to buy one, by the way. Let no man deceive you with words, telling you how good you are, how sweet you are. Oh, you're fine. You're going to heaven. It doesn't matter what you said. It doesn't matter what you did. Forget about confession. Let not those old-fashioned priests tell you anything like that. Those people are not preaching the gospel of Christ. They're preaching the gospel of Satan. Do not let them fool you. Do not let them mislead you. Let no man deceive you with vain words, because for those words come the anger of God. You don't want to deal with that. Upon the children of unbelief. Children of unbelief. If one is not fully a member of the one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church, the mystical body of Christ on earth, one has no part in his inheritance. Let nobody tell you how wonderful you are and that you're all okay. And I hear this all the time, and it makes me sick. That is not my teaching. That is not my preaching. Because that is not the way we were taught for 2,000 years. You were before in the darkness. Now you are supposed to be in the light. But not all of you. And you know who you are. Walk ye as children of the light. I mean, these words are so magnificent. And then in the gospel we have Jesus fighting the devils, as he's always doing, as I'm always doing, as you're supposed to be doing, and you're supposed to be backing me up. Thank you for the ones that do. And thank you for the ones that don't, because it will come back upon you. They may come for you. If I fight them, it's so that they leave you alone. This morning, I really should not be here today. Many people who experience what I experienced this morning, for no reason at all, because it has never happened to me in 30 years, would not make it. They would be at the very least in the hospital. But I'm here. I'm in more pain than usual. It was horrible. Why? And I told the boys, there's a black mass coming up next week. The devil is fighting, and he's fighting against me, against others too. But I'm one of his principal enemies in this world. And I'm told that from all over the world, people who write me and call me and email me. Our Lord frees this dumb man, mute that is, not stupid. Now there's a lot of dumb people, but that's not the same thing. And of course, as soon as our Lord exorcises this man from the demons, and there maybe have been one, maybe more, we don't know, the devil leaves and the man is fine and he follows Christ. Who knows who he was? And then the devil goes, and the devil is no idiot. That he is not. And he goes out and he sees, and he comes back and he sees, wow, that shack that I used to dwell in has been swept and cleaned and painted and made beautiful. That's what our Lord did. I'm going to go and get seven other demons. And they're going to come with me, and we're going to dwell in that shack that is now a mansion, a beautiful dwelling place. And you know, you people worry about your houses and about your gardens and all that, and that's okay, I do too. But do you worry enough about your soul? So the demon goes and gets seven others. And in the scripture, seven means many. It could have been seven, it could have been 70. And they all move in, and it's worse than it was before. Because if God has liberated you from sin, if God has liberated you from Satan, then the demons are going to come upon you and destroy you even more. Don't take it for granted. Like especially those who are going to be soon baptized and be receiving confirmation and be receiving their first Holy Communion in just a few weeks. Don't think that you have it made in the shade because of that. You don't. The devil will attack you even more. You have to pray and do penance and work hard to keep the devils out. So, our Lord says we need to do this. Now, as he's ending this episode, we have that wonderful event of the woman. Who knows who she is? Maybe it was Serafia Bernice, St. Veronica, or maybe another one. She yells out. She understood something that other people did not understand. And sometimes women understand things that men do not understand because they think they're so great. He says, blessed is the womb that bore thee. And the breast that gave thee suck. Oh, Holy Mother, be with us. Protect us. This is her shrine. This is her house. This is her home. And she has invited you to be part of it. Love it. Protect it. Take care of it. And then he says, yea, rather, blessed are they who hear the word of God. And who heard the word of God? She did. She bore the word of God in her womb. Let it be done unto me according to thy word. And she was with child of the Holy Spirit, the Son of God. Blessed are they who hear the word of God and keep it. Do you hear the word of God? Most people are deaf. If you do hear the word of God, do you keep it? Do you obey it? Do you honor it? Do you live by it? It's up to you. I can do no more than I already am. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.